Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 15-year-old website. We're celebrating a 15th year of the Small Business Advocate Show and the 13th year of our newsletter, which you can subscribe to, by the way, right there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Martin is our guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for almost for 14 and a half of those 15 years, and he's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Stephen C. Martin is the name on the book. Steve, tell folks how they can find you online, please, your book, too.
Jim, you can find, of course, you can connect with the book through your website. Just find me in the Brain Trust, but also www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us, check that out, folks. Whatever Steve's got going on, he'll help you with your business, and I encourage you to follow him, whatever he's doing. Steve, we're talking about getting revenue, but not just growing our revenue, but not just revenue for revenue's sake, but it needs to be profitable revenue, revenue that's good for your business. And isn't so? That's what we've got to do as we deal with this economy that we have. Try to be strategic rather than you know, opening your arms and saying, you know, anybody who wants to come in and do business with us, we'll take them. Be a little more strategic about that. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, Jim. You said it perfectly. You really got to be careful in terms of who you take on as a customer and who you keep as a customer. Times have changed, and I see small businesses in particular getting squeezed on price.
Yeah.
by their customers, and at some point it's just not worth doing it.
Well, and of course, folks, we're talking to a large degree. We're talking about the business-to-business sector of the economy. You know, the other thing is a lot of times these big companies will come up with specifications that some egghead in the company dreamed up, and they put those out in an RFP or something like that, and you're seduced into answering the RFP because it is a big company. You'd like to have their name on your list of customers. You'd like to get connected to them because you think, you know, this could be good business. But because of the specifications of the RFP, it turns out that it's more trouble than it's really worth from a profitability standpoint. And that's the kind of thing in a tight economy, that's the kind of a relationship that actually can take you down.
It certainly can. You got to be very careful. You got to be a little skeptical, particularly with the B2B type accounts.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm seeing on Main Street with the small businesses, small retail service and product businesses, Jim, is they're just desperate for any business at all. And they're looking at things like deal of the day,
mm-hmm.
And I've had all too many horror stories from folks who, for every one success story, I'm getting a multiple of horror stories. One person in the service industry did deal of the day, and by the time they were done processing all of their people that came in for those great things, they figured they were paying themselves $1.89 an hour.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And beyond that, they actually lost business because none of the deal of the day people stayed with them.
Right.
And their current clientele was so frustrated because they were moved out of the schedule by the deal seekers that they lost long-term.
That's the challenge with a Groupon type of a strategy, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, it sounds great on surface, and just bring people in the door. They'll love me so much that they'll stay. And it does work on occasion, but more often than not, from what I've heard, it's detrimental.
You know, Steve, one of the things I wanted to get your thoughts on, when you've got a customer that you're trying to decide whether they're profitable or not for you, if you aren't if they have special, if they're a little high maintenance, they have special requirements, maybe a little extra payroll involvement, whatever. If you put their uniqueness in the operating part of your P&L, you'll mask the cost that they're causing you to have. And I'm recommending that people move those things up into the cost of goods sold line above the operating expenses, so you can track those costs better. What do you think about that?
I think that's excellent advice, Jim. Yeah, you've obviously been around long enough to realize that if there's a cost that's associated with one product line or one customer, you'd better be keeping track of it.
For example, let's just say that they want an extra delivery more than everybody else. Well, don't put that extra delivery down in the gas and the payroll of everybody else. Move it above the line so you can isolate it. And otherwise, you'll think that you're not operating your business well, and it's just one customer that is hurting you.
Absolutely. Yep. When you pull the numbers, you lose the visibility that you really need to make better management decisions.
To me, if we can get small business owners to put the real operating costs in the expenses and move the marginal cost above the line, the way contractors do, I think that would help them operate a little bit better. Hey, Steve, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's www.profitpro.us.
Thanks for 14 and a half great years, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to do without him. As long as he's available, we're going to get his wisdom on the show. I got to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.